You don't need to change the conditions in your house or your fridge or your closet. You need to change the conditions in your heart. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. This is our Consistency 365 series, short episodes that air between our full-length Monday and Saturday episodes to help you take a few minutes, get out of autopilot, and connect with what you can do differently today, maybe in the next hour, to make progress toward your goal. I want to share with you a conversation I had with myself, me, myself, and I, and my thoughts as I go through the day. I kept getting irritated by our mudroom. And if you, like my mom or my in-laws are listening to this, they are probably already nodding their head and they understand the conditions of my mudroom are disastrous. We actually built a mudroom onto our house because I felt like I needed that space instead of before our door just walked right into our kitchen. Well, now the mudroom just becomes the dumping ground for boxes, empty boxes of diapers, empty Amazon boxes, the dog food shipment box. They just pile up until my husband takes them out to burn them. And I get frustrated by it a lot. Like, we built this space and I can't really even use it because it's just full of boxes. And when you have three kids under three, you just get a lot of diaper shipments. So even if it was just that, there's a lot of diapers, there's a lot of boxes. And I kept thinking, we just need new cabinet space. We need a process. We need another trash bin, maybe on the deck that's just for cardboard or some sort of other way of dealing with this. And I kept trying to fix the space and I realized it's not about the space. It's about my heart, right? I'm getting all worked up about boxes. And that needs to change. I don't need a new space. And then last night I had the same exact feeling as I opened up my pantry and I didn't like the chaos. Oh, there's so much crap in here. I can't find the salt. You know, where is everything? I need to clean out the pantry. And that's fine. And I did, and I organized the pantry, but it's not about the space in the pantry. It's about my heart. It got me thinking, we're planning this next renovation. And I think about how if we had more space for this, if the kids had a playroom, if this, if that, then I would feel better. It's not about the needs of our physical space. It's about our heart. And I told myself, I can change how our space feels by changing how I show up in our space. I don't need to change our space to change how our space feels. I need to change me and the energy that I bring into that space. Well, why am I even talking about this with you? Because I think that it's easy to convince ourselves that we will do better or we will feel better when this external thing changes, when the sun is out for longer, when it stops raining, when it's warmer outside, when we move into a new house, when we have a different job, when the kids are out of school. No, you can change how you feel about your circumstances and your choices and your life and your space right now. So stop waiting for some change in your environment and decide that you are going to be that change in your environment. I'll see you tomorrow.